Good morning. Drier air continues to flow in behind the latest system that dropped an average of 2 to 4 inches of snow across interior New York and New England, with temperatures on the cold side in the teens and lower 20s. We also have some slippery spots in areas of black ice this morning. This, however, will come to an end and will return to at least some sunshine today, mixing with clouds, and temperatures will climb into the mid-20s. High pressure associated with an Arctic air mass across the Great Lakes and into the northern part of the Plain States will dominate the weather into the end of the week. The result will be even colder air flowing in for Thursday back into the lower to mid-20s and for Friday, with highs only in the upper teens to around 20. On Friday, a low-pressure wave will try to track our way from the Gulf Coast. It'll be head off at the pass by the Arctic air and deflected well to our south and east. Skies will become mostly cloudy, and we do run the risk of a few snow showers with some energy pushing through, but nothing major in terms of accumulation. Dry weather and mostly cloudy skies will last into the weekend, with highs once again around 20 on Saturday. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the south again, where another wave of low pressure will track a little bit more sharply up the coast. With the Arctic air in place and precipitation overrunning the region, it looks like we're in for another round of snow to round out the weekend, high temperatures in the mid-20s. Dry and cold behind this system on Monday, with mostly sunny skies back to the lower 20s before another series of disturbances head our way for the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold and active weather pattern is expected to persist over the next several days across the country, with just the southwest remaining warm and dry. Setting the stage for another frigid February day is a brutally cold Arctic high-pressure system located across the north-central United States. Highs will struggle to make it above zero from Montana to Minnesota through the next few days, with lows in the negative teens and negative 20s. Wind chills as low as 40 to 50 degrees below zero are likely across portions of the northern plains and upper Midwest, and wind chill warnings and advisories are in effect. Temperatures well below normal also will reach southward to the southern plains and east into the Ohio Valley. By Thursday, this cold air mass is expected to filter slowly south across more of the south-central United States. On the southern edge of the Arctic air and north of a front, stretched from the southern plains to the southeast, freezing rain is forecast to develop. Significant ice accumulation has started to develop in the southern plains and mid-Mississippi Valley and will quickly spread into the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. The areas with the best chance to receive a quarter or more of an inch of ice extends from the Ozarks to the I-64 corridor in eastern Kentucky. Ice accumulation exceeding a half inch is possible in some locations, and this amount of ice will lead to hazardous travel, power outages, and scattered tree damage. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow, blowing snow, and freezing fog, 6 below zero, with a northwest wind at 48 gusting to 52 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 30 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 9 miles visibility and flurries, 20 degrees, the dew point 15, 81% relative humidity, a west wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.29 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-30s, Boston mostly sunny near 30, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 24 degrees, the low 8. The average temperature 16, that's 9 degrees below normal. 2/10 of an inch of liquid equivalent precipitation yesterday, amounting to 1.8 inches of snow, 9.8 inches now for the month, which is 5.6 inches above normal, and 49.3 inches for the season, which is 10.4 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low 16. The record high 53 set in 1955, and the record low 21 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 6:59 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:21 p.m., 10 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with a few snow showers today, and highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs around 30. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds mid-20s. Mostly cloudy, a snow shower possible Friday, upper teens to around 20. Mostly cloudy, around 20 on Saturday. A chance of snow Sunday in the mid-20s. Mostly sunny, lower 20s on Monday, and another chance of snow or mixed precipitation in the 20s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.